You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM. WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 61 degrees in Green Bay, 62 in Hampton, 64 in Oshkosh. Partly to mostly cloudy today from our gal, Brittany Merlot. Scattered showers, high in the low 80s. And special thanks to Ariel Perez, Green Bay Press Gazette reporter extraordinaire, Grant Soletsky, Wisconsin Army National Guard, and now Amanda Miscelli talking about a great thing with Bold Marketing Agency from Luxembourg Casco High School. I just want, Amanda, who's the most famous person you went to high school with?
Oh, I get to say her name, Cassie Schultz. The one and only.
Right. She's something else.
Hi, Cassie.
All right.
She better be listening.
She just stopped outside of our window and waved to you, so she better be listening.
She would probably say the same thing about you, right? Because you're getting famous.
I have one negative thing to say about Cassie.
Oh, gosh.
I have wanted to challenge her in a horse competition, basketball-wise, and she always comes up with excuses.
Oh, we're going to have to make her.
I know, right?
I agree.
I know.
You might get beat, though.
No, I don't think I will.
I love the confidence.
I think she doesn't want to make you look bad.
Exactly.
She's coming up with excuses.
She's that Green Bay nice, compassionate. Right. She doesn't want to embarrass you.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing it out there. So Amanda Miscelli, Bold Marketing Agency. You got great things going on. And we're just talking with Ariel about downtown Green Bay, the good things. What you do in downtown Green Bay is one of those good things.
And it's unique, right? That's what we need to differentiate ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in Appleton, which is, they got it going on there. And here, tell us this fashion show. I mean, that's, we just don't hear a lot about fashion shows.
It's, right.
You think hoity-toity sports. You guys go against the grain.
Yes. On everything that we do, we go against the grain. That's really what we love to be able to do and just kind of stand up in that exactly, the, you know, stay bold and do all of those things. And I have been to different fashion shows around everywhere. And like you said, you know, it could be this hoity-toity kind of mentality of what people see in movies or what it may be. And it's just a huge celebration. You know, it was one of the coolest things last year. We had over 150 people there. And I asked, you know, who's been to a fashion show before? Maybe 10 people have raised their hand. And it was just so cool to be able to see their reactions after. I'll never forget this one guy came up to me, and we had this little girl in the show that she just stole the show with this walk that she did. And he came up and he was just screaming, and he's like, "That was the coolest thing I've ever been to. Like, that was so awesome to watch her do that." This grown man. It was just so much fun to see the excitement and energy that people have from it.
And when people come to see fashion, I mean, it's more than clothes.
Yeah, more than clothes. So we have over 30 businesses involved, along with sponsorship, vendors, just people involved. We have over 18 models that, out of those 18 models, you know, whether they're entrepreneurs or just people doing awesome stuff in the community, it is huge involvement with just building the community. And the whole purpose of the event is to celebrate creativity in all forms and remind people that, you know, creativity is not just fashion. It is, you know, how this chair was made, the fact that it can even be here, or that we can speak into a microphone and somebody invented this. Right. You know, that was a creative idea, or math problems. They're a creative idea. And reminding everyone that they all have that in them, and it's not just taking, you know, paint to
a canvas. Your motto, which is tattooed on your wrist and on your shirt, give us your motto.
Stay bold.
Right.
Love it.
You're doing this in a creative part of our community.
Yep. At the compound, which is where the Art Garage is.
Which is a phenomenal place with our great friend Naomi.
Yeah, such a cool building. The history of just kind of that, it used to be the Green Bay Canning Company. So it's this really old industrial warehouse building. It's got this long spot that we can have the runway. And the two owners that bought it, they're two siblings, and they're just absolutely incredible and a huge part of making, you know, this new development in what Green Bay is, and that a huge part of why I even want to stay here and a huge part of why we're at the compound where our office is at is because we get to be a part of that and actually feel like it's a compound, you know, like right. we are all working together for this bigger mission that's not just about us, but the community.
Love it.
And kudos, God bless the people who bought it, because that was struggling a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it just was with some
yeah.
different nonprofits, this and that. And
yeah.
that's nice.
They're doing
that
awesome stuff.
Right, they are. You guys are doing some awesome stuff there.
Yeah.
So this fashion show is just coming up soon, right?
Yep. Friday, June 20th. Doors open at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about when somebody walks through the door that night, what are they going to see?
And who's walking through the door?
Yeah. Oh, well, we love to say that anyone and everything is welcome. It's really about, like we said, the community and just bringing those people together and continuing to show that idea that, like, you don't just have to be a woman or dressed to the nines or whatever it may be to be able to show up in this.
Cool.
It's about celebration. We have families. We have kids walking. We have one of the designers is actually an Appleton East High School student that she designed two different looks from class. And, you know, when they walk in the door, we're really all about the experience start to finish. Like with every single event that we curate through the Bold Marketing Agency and Bold Events is all about just very intentional gatherings, and that we're all here for a reason to be able to step into the door and kind of transmit you into this new experience that isn't your day-to-day life, and that you're going to go, you're going to kind of forget about everything else that's going on in the world, and you're going to have this incredible time. You're going to meet other people that are going to help you and build into the next part of life. And when you leave, you're not just going to be like, oh, the experience is done. You're going to walk away feeling changed, and that you actually had this experience that then you kind of pay it forward to other people because of this mission and this you know, objective and purpose that comes from what we created.
You're the right person to.
Wow.
that was like really, really good. Like really
Thanks.
Good.
You need a little more energy.
Yeah. yeah
you need, I'm not passionate at all.
No. You need to know
I can't tell you're Italian.
Right, yeah, right? Yeah.
You need to know your product better.
Jeez.
wow. I'm not in marketing or anything.
No. That, I think you're pretty bold. Pretty bold.
Get out of your
yeah.
shell.
Yeah, really. Come on. Tell us a little bit more. No, you've told us. That's terrific.
Thank you.
And
thank
I think
you.
People are looking for that too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we talk. There's things to do in Green Bay,
yeah.
and I don't know if it's a lot of the same things, because everybody likes to think they're unique, but this is really a little outside the box.
Yeah, thank you. We like to say that. One of our events was called Think Outside of the Box, actually.
I believe that.
Yeah, and it's just really about how can we continue to do those. You know, when I lived elsewhere and I travel a lot, it was a lot of those things there, and I was really sick of kind of hearing that we don't have any of those things here, because we are developing into this really, really cool city and there's so much new stuff. And why can't we continue to build on that to be our own unique version? You know, we're never going to be Chicago. We're never going to be Miami or New York. We don't want to be though. Like, we're Green Bay.
But there's bits and pieces we want to take from those places
yeah.
and bring them here.
Yeah.
You know,
and
it's
make
like,
it our own
right,
thing.
Like I don't know that I'm, that there's a lot of fashion shows here, I'll be honest
no.
with you.
That's why we love doing
I see
it.
The Packer
and to the scale.
White fashion
well, that's
show.
Right. I was in that one time.
And, yeah, me too.
And to be honest, just like yeah, at this scale, like there's maybe some small ones here and there, but like at this scale, we really go all out. And like I said, I've been in events, I've been in hospitality yeah. since I was, you know, a kid, and just being able to see all of that and then go to all of these different fashion shows and really be able to execute that in live time of just like, it's a really creative experience of what you can do when you have music, when you have
right.
a creation that somebody is putting on somebody's body and wearing, and then somebody who is actually showing up and being a bold individual. And walking the runway is not an easy task at all. And these people are all volunteers. They do it because they want to. Mm-hmm. They do it because they want to step outside of their comfort zone and be bold.
So give us an example of somebody that's going to be on the runway.
Yeah, so anywhere from we've got a life coach who is an entrepreneur and a mom, all the way to you know, one of a hairstylist that is one of our clients at the Salon 54, that's also a sponsor as well. And she, her name is Asia. She's going to be one of our models as well. She's coming for round two. We have probably over 8 to 10 models that were our models last year as well that are doing it again.
And what will they be modeling?
So we have four different designers, myself being one, and then my sister is actually one as well. And then another designer, her name is Anne Parizo. And then Macy Smith, who is the student that I talked about, she'll be showing two different looks. But it's a lot of upscaled, very unique, outside of the box fashion that you just typically won't see, all one of a kind, all handmade by every single one.
Wow.
And yeah, just pretty much very sustainable of like, what can we find or what can we thrift and turn it into something that's different?
That's awesome.
Tell us a little bit about we talked about the fashion, but tell us about the jewelry. Came in here with
Did you design your glasses that you're wearing?
I wish I did. Okay. They were like $30 on Zenni Optical. They're my real glasses. People don't believe me when I tell them that, but they've become a part of my personal brand that people don't recognize me if I don't have my glasses on. And yeah, I love jewelry. I always have. He's talking about I'm decked out in rings and jewelry and all that. So we will have Weldon Arrow, who's a permanent jewelry. They will be at the show as a vendor as well. And then we will also have, we kind of talked about the tattoo on my hand, Adorn Studio, Amanda Marvin. She will be one of the vendors as well, giving out tattoos. Stay Bold will be one of them that you can get. And yeah, we have over 30 businesses involved with sponsorship vendors and just everyone come in.
Amanda, could we, I mean, I'm just throwing this out there for the third annual. Would it be possible to get these guys to walk down the catwalk?
Yeah. That would be fabulous.
Hell yeah, I'm in.
You better wear your sparkly glasses, though. That's the only rule.
I will. I'm all about that.
Yeah, only rule.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I love it.
One of the things that I love about you, and I've got two daughters and three granddaughters, the be bold aspect. Uh-huh. You know, we all grew up in an era where the daughters or whatever, or like subservient or whatever. And I love your generation of people.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I have both kind of values of like, I love being a CEO and I love being a founder. My boyfriend's also an entrepreneur and we both just are going at life in that way.
That's awesome.
But yeah, like we come back together where we need to and in kind of that space and being able to still have that kind of family orientation. But yeah, like I'm going to just keep doing me and I love that.
You've got good energy. That comes out. It's funny because we were talking to Ariel a little bit earlier. We've had people on here about people that aren't bold and it can lead to some not so good things later in life, you know, and you're young, really to step out and like John's daughters, my daughters step out too. I mean,
it takes kind of that hand to hold that someone else can help you along the way and just being able to be like, hey, you know, there's been plenty of people that I've kind of taken their hand and been like, you know, it's going to feel weird at first. It's going to feel really weird, but, once you just
gotta get
start
out of
doing
that comfort
it,
zone.
Yeah, you know, it takes the first one and then the second one. And once you keep doing it, it starts to feel, you know, less uncomfortable because you've done it. But sometimes it just takes that welcoming hand.
And I also want to applaud you for bringing the vendors out because they need exposure.
Yeah.
You know, and
this wouldn't happen without all of them and the sponsors and just everyone.
Yeah, but my point is small businesses, it's expensive to get the word out. I mean, there's social media, which there's a lot of that. But, you know, to get on TV or in the papers, extremely expensive, even in this town. So, there's nothing like what they in the old days, belly to belly selling, but I mean, just seeing the vendor and
And I just had a glimpse of them, a small amount. So
yeah, that's great that you're bringing them together. And what a fun night! What's the cost to get in? And
yep, so we have three different ways. You can either do general admission, second row, or front row experience, and you can find more of just what's going on and everything on our social media at the Bold Marketing Agency or Bold Events Wisconsin, or under my personal Commanda in Chief, and be able to see kind of more of what's going on and come.
We're gonna be sending a quick break. Hoping you can stick around.
Yeah,
man. I want to talk a little bit more about the compound and the art garage and that whole little section of East Green Bay that I just think is burgeoning. I think that could be a really cool kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we've actually talked about Oshkosh. They've taken these alleys that normally would be like dead end kind of things and turn them into these great art type things.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay is right on the cusp of that. But that in needs that
some,
part of
that,
town.
That needs some infrastructure. You know, we talked about unique lighting, something to really call it out.
Yeah,
and people like yourselves are doing that.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. All right, we got to start a quick break. Mind on the Mayor back with Amanda Maselli, Bold Marketing Agency, right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Amanda, this is the music I want John and Jim to walk down the catwalk to, okay? Right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can see me.
I can't see me.
He's like, I'm picturing it.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay. You know what I want to have on, though? Oh, I want to have on, like, one of those mesh kind of shirts.
Oh, no, please.
Yeah.
See? There we go.
I have a friend who said the same thing.
About me? That he wants to see me in one of those?
No, he wants to wear a mesh shirt down.
Oh.
Actually, I would do that. Sleeveless mesh.
No, you got to do, like, a retro thing with the polyester jacket. And
I can do that, too.
Oh, my God.
I could do that.
The mesh shirt under.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my! Do you want me?
With the cat glasses.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Fabulous.
Friday? Okay, is it this coming Friday?
I'm in.
Amanda Maselli, the Bold Marketing Agency, which is really a misnomer, as in because you're so unbold as a human being. Second annual Bold Fashion Show coming up. I want to talk again. We're big fans. Jim and I talk about this all the time, and with Ariel, we're talking about that too, about downtown Green Bay. In the historic aspect of downtown Green Bay, and your part of town right over there, I still think has a potential to really be something so cool.
Yep.
And Naomi, as we mentioned, has the art garage there, and you were at the compound. Describe a little bit about that part of town for people that haven't been there.
Yeah, so it's very industrial, which I really love. Like I always kind of like to say, especially when I'm in the compound upstairs, I'm like, I feel like I'm in New York, but I'm not.
Exactly.
and I love New York, so I love the very old industrial vibe, and kind of the history with that building is that it used to be the Green Bay Canning Company, and the building itself is from the early 1900s, but then they had a fire in the 40s, and then they kind of rebuilt off of that. I stayed up really late one night, ChatGPT-ing the whole history of it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, but it was really cool to just kind of know the history of what building I'm in, and that, you know, the two owners who bought the compound in the recent year, their two siblings, Kayler and Kiefer, and they're doing just some awesome stuff, like with the actual cafe that's open, long-term vision for what they see for the building, and that they're really just continuing to bring in other tenants that are part of a compound and doing more for the community.
And they've got a family that is grown up in that world.
Yeah,
I mean, they are creative entrepreneurs, and then you got the artisan right behind you, and that whole area, and even some of the housing there could fit into a really cool arts district.
Yeah.
But and we were talking in the break a little bit, but there's some infrastructure that I think the city needs to do. And I want to say that we talked about it, but there's only so much one can do. But, you know, some different lighting. We talked a little bit. Oshkosh does a really good job with some lighting for their artistic area.
And,
there's pavers you can put in. There's just a lot of cool things you can do. It's like, wow, I'm in a different part of Green Bay.
Yeah.
And it would have been so easy to knock them all down and build whatever. And they're
God
not.
But
keeping
that.
It, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God, it'd be so sad. It was cool because this building was one that I remember as a kid always driving past and always be like, that place looks really cool. I wonder what's inside.
Yeah.
Wow. So it was kind and
of
now
a,
you work there.
Yeah. It was kind of a full circle moment moving in there of like, wow, I remember this as a kid. But like, I agree with that. There's just other ways to be able to make it a little bit more lively and ways to make it feel a little bit more like you can just walk around casually where it's just kind of like these small sections at the moment and not like this big congregation to walk around in. And like parking, we could do better. I know you guys were talking about that too.
You want to talk about it again?
Yeah.
No, we don't have to talk about
it. Parking could be a little better, but okay.
I'm grateful that people like you, that you're here, but people like you because, you know, just the whole Broadway thing, we came in within one vote of tearing that down and putting in a Walmart. And,
oh my gosh.
And you look, they tore down the downtown and put in this mall that was a total dog. So we just need to step up and speak up and be bold.
Right.
It's important.
And continue to have more small businesses too. Like I know that sometimes, you know, big corporations have the money and the means to do so, to bring in these things. But it's like when you can just have this cool downtown walk around small businesses, it's so fun.
But I'm going to tell you that some of those big businesses really support the small businesses like Schreiber, Associated, Nicolet. They love the uniqueness.
They're Wisconsin ones, which I love.
Right.
Like,
you know what's so cool though? Even like with Ariel, I mean, Ariel could, any place in the country, he could go write for New York Times, whatever. He's that talented. And for yourself, being homegrown, you know, Luxembourg Casco, to bring your vision and your passion to stay here in Green Bay. And Jim always talks about the brain drain where young, talented people leave Green Bay.
Yep.
And you and Ariel and people like that, you're the future of Green Bay. You people are the ones that are going to take it. You know, make this place.
I've noticed the ones that are meant to be here come back. We come back.
And I just want to say that it's okay that you left, went to Naples. Ariel, of course, you know, he's done his. But really, we got to get that talent back here. And I think maybe you appreciate Green Bay just the opportunity a little bit more.
So much more.
Right.
I love this place. Like, at first I used to be like, I don't like Green Bay. I'm getting the hell out of here. Like, totally my mentality coming from a very small town. And I was like, yep, I'm leaving, which I'm so glad got that perspective, left, came back. But like you said, it made me appreciate Green Bay so much more for everything that we're doing. And just like Wisconsin in general, that it's so beautiful to have a little bit more of a slowdown. If I want to go fast pace, I can. But it's this very quaint Midwest living. And, you know, my boyfriend lives up in Minocqua and my family's from Minocqua, too. So I'm always up there. Mm-hmm. And that's another level of peaceful. But it's
that's about as in the United States of America. Yeah. That's about as beautiful a place as you'll find.
Yeah. So it's that's just beautiful.
Yeah.
But I think you realize you're really not here because you like it here. You're kind of here because you see the potential here.
Both. Right. Both, I would say. Yeah. I love being by my family. I love the seasons, which people think I'm nuts for. But, and just also, it's about the community and that I really do love it.
That's
awesome.
You
know, I went to school in Arizona. And when I'd come back, you know, people would be like, hey, what did you do for spring break? I would go back to the UP, which is where I'm from. And I loved it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm wanting to see snow and the change of seasons and everything.
And people love to come visit. And they're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's so cool, man. You are the future of Green Bay.
Yeah.
You and your people. Be Bold, which is what you are, the Bold Marketing Agency. Give it a plug once again, what you got coming on.
Yep, we've got our second annual Bold Fashion Show this Friday, June 20th. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7:30, after party 9 to 11 at the Compound in Green Bay.
Tell everybody where the Compound is.
1429 Main Street, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54302.
Phenomenal.
We're there.
Amanda, you're great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks,
you
guys.
You bet. And by the way, if you talk to Cassie.
Oh, a game of horse. Gotcha.
Yeah, tell her to be bold.
Yeah, come
take
on, Cassie.
Take on Mino. Come on, Cassie. Back after.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Man, we had some great guests today. Amanda Maselli, the Bold Marketing Agency, second annual Bold Fashion Show coming up this weekend. She is awesome. Ariel Perez, of course, Green Bay Press Gazette. Grant Soletsky, Wisconsin Army National Guard, and Brittany Merlot. And now David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking, Bank First, coming your way from our studio in beautiful downtown Oshkosh. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Great
to have
you on. Well,
we love what your bank does besides this great rates and customer service. What you do for the community too. I think banks lean into that a little bit more than some other industries, and we just really appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. Bank First does a great job in the community with our customers. I just take good care of people and good care of our communities and just make a difference. And that's super important in what we do and why I do what I do.
And banking, that's competitive, right?
There are many banks.
No, but saying I bank at your place. But what makes you different, right? Unique? Because there's some kids that are 28, 29 that have never been in a bank, quite honestly, right?
So what makes Bank First different is just the way that we give good customer service. We take good care of people, and we just want to do the right thing. And I think it's all about people. You know, I work with a great team, a great bank, especially here in Oshkosh. Our team takes good care of our customers. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I always think about, especially with what I do, is, you know, I answer the phone. We call back our customers. If you need something done, we will get it taken care of. And we're there to do good things. So
nothing more frustrating than this phone tree that goes on and on and on. You know, I mean, I don't care, it costs a little bit more. I would love to talk to someone in person, right? And the airlines are the worst, but some companies, even though they're large companies, have really focused on talking to you person to person. You know, American Express is one of them. I just think there's some great companies that can be big and still be close to their customer.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is about, you know, just those simple things. Yeah. Answering the phone and really what I like to think about is owning any issue. So even though I do primarily mortgages for purchases here in the community, but if you call me and have a problem with an escrow or anything, you know, I'll own it. I'll make sure I get it to the person that can get it taken care of. And I think that's really important in our customer service.
So what are you finding in the old mortgage business? We have, we talk about real estate a lot here. We have some realtors that come on here. We have some mortgage bankers. And that's a tough business right now, isn't it? Just because of the skyrocketing housing prices, not right? Am I right?
Well, there's a number of factors that will drive this particular market, whether it's housing inventory, whether it's the price of the homes that have increased over the years. Interest rates have changed. You know, I don't really want to speak specific interest rates, but one of the things that we can do is find different programs for just about anybody. There are things that drive interest rates, whether it's your down payment, whether it's your credit score. And those are all things that I really pride myself on. You know, call me and let's take a look at your situation and let's put you through, you know, a pre-approval program.
Right.
We'll figure out what we can do, you know, what your interest rates are going to look like, what programs, whether it's some down payment assistance, and then just making sure we get you in that right program and get you with the right, you know, right realtor and the right title companies and all those kind of things. And we really educate and take our time with each individual person. Absolutely.
And people today like doing business with businesses that support the community. You know, I mean, it's competitive, yes. Right? I mean, we talked about that. And I've worked with you here in Green Bay, but not you personally, but your bank. What are some of the things that you like to get involved in as a community bank?
Well, I can, you know, speak specifically to some of the things that we're doing this year alone. You know, we've done some things with the United Way.
Great.
We were big supporters of just last week of the Waterfest show. I know X Roads 41 is coming up and we're big sponsors there with the Bank First Stage. So there's a lot of things that we'll do. I personally get involved with some of the neighborhood groups, library, City of Oshkosh. It's really just about being and volunteering in our community, and our entire team here in Oshkosh and bank wide pride ourselves on absolutely being in the community, volunteering, helping when we can. And that makes a huge difference. This is a bank that really does a great job with that.
And that, again, I want to underscore how important that is to important to everybody, but these younger kids that are, when I say younger, you know, 28, 29, 30, that really means a lot to them. I mean, it's really important that they do business with someone who's doing something for the community. And like I see that with your bank, but people, those events, and I was in that world for a little while. These things don't happen without the business support. They just don't. I mean, they can say, well, ticket prices are this, or the city's going to do that. Unless someone like, you know, you guys or other institutions, banks step up, these events won't happen. And you got some great events down in Oshkosh. You just talked about Waterfest and then I forgot X something. It used to be country music, but I mean, those things wouldn't happen without the support of banks. I think the community needs to know that and appreciates it.
Absolutely true. Yeah, there's so many things that we can do to help our community, and banks generally do a very, very good job of being engaged in that.
Well, I mean, when somebody comes to you and, you know, we're talking mortgages, I mean, boy, they're all in. I mean, you guys, you know, it's not just, you know, walking into some place and, you know, punching a ticket type thing. They're investing a big part of their lives with somebody like yourselves. I mean, that trust factor, that confidence factor has to be there, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. You know, when someone first initiates a call with me or comes in to see me, I learn everything about them.
Yep.
And I learn about their credit scores. I learn about their families. I learn about what their hopes and dreams are. We're going to go through the process. We're going to talk about what their credit looks like, how much money do they have down, and if we need to look for different programs to help through that, and really guiding them through that whole entire process. That educational piece is so important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to really understand what we're doing here. You know, we're buying a home, we're going to put you and your family in a home, and we just want to make sure that we get into the right loan program, something that you can afford, and just make those hopes and dreams come real for them.
And that's one of those things too. We're talking about back in like 2008. I remember so many times. Well, I had several friends where it's basically they left the keys on the table and just walked away. I mean, it destroyed their lives in certain ways. It really did. It affected them. So that, once again, that confidence factor that you need to instill with the people that walk through your door. It's not just your customer, your reputation, your livelihood, your, you know, everything you're putting into it as well, correct?
Yeah, everything I do is a representation of Bank First. So when I'm in the community, whether I'm at work, I'm here on the radio with you fine gentlemen, you know, it is about representing who I am from an ethical person doing the right thing.
Right.
You know, you talked about the 2008, you know, era, yeah. You know, and there was some ethics issues, and certainly nothing that I can speak specifically to, but you know, I've worked for a couple of different banks over the years, and that's always so important, is that we're doing the right thing for people. And I think if you do that, you're going to win.
Well, you know, I got somebody specific in mind. I obviously wouldn't mention, but I knew how much I worked with him. I knew what he made, you know, wage wise for a living versus the amount he was paying for a house. It's like, how could I don't see, I'm not a mathematician. I don't see how this could work. And it didn't work. Right. So like you said, it's like those types of people, they've been weeded out of that business now, haven't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. The first thing that we're going to do when we talk about a pre-approval, what can you afford?
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure that your debt to income ratios are at a percentage that is going to be successful for you. We don't want to put you in too much house, and make it so you're just living for that. So that's so important. And that's one of the first things that we'll do when we sit down and figure this whole thing out for you.
And we got a text right here, Jim. Does David work with small businesses? How is that looking in Oshkosh these days, Tamara?
Well, yeah, we have an excellent small business commercial division in our bank. Myself personally, I really, especially this time of year with the pace of home buying, I am very focused on purchase, you know, programs. But we do have an excellent small business division for Bank First. Absolutely. Some of the best I've worked with.
So you've been in this for a little while. Would you recommend this field?
And we just want to read David Rucker, Vice President, Retail Banking, Bank First.
Right, in Oshkosh. Careers, students, as I think I told you last time, you know, I'm teaching at TC and students are looking like, well, I don't know what field I want to get into. You know, banking is a well-known field, changing field. Would you recommend that to a 20, 21, 22-year-old?
Currently at the bank, we've got a couple of interns that we're working with. And these individuals are in college and putting together their future careers. So I work with a couple of individuals directly right now, and I highly recommend the banking industry because you help people. And that's the big thing is that, yes, there's ways to earn money and to have an excellent career, but you also have to think about in all aspects of banking, whether it's savings or home buying, small business financing, you are helping people achieve their dreams. And I highly recommend banking. I've been in the banking industry for well over 20 years now, and different capacities, and just highly recommend it because you're not only helping people, you're giving great service. You learn a lot about what is really going on. So highly, highly suggest banking as a career. And there's so many different aspects you can get into, whether you want to, you know, do investment banking, you want to do commercial banking, you want to do, you know, customer service. We've got excellent relationship bankers that are making this their career. So absolutely.
And I think the other good thing about banking that I just, you know, it's transferable, right? I mean, you know, people may love Oshkosh and love your bank, but, you know, they want to go to Nashville or Miami. There's banking down there, too. You know, it's not like it's maybe cheese or something where, you know, we're a little bit more focused. It's a little more specialty. Whereas banking, I know you have specialty products, but it is transferable. And I think that's healthy for a student, somebody young, because I hope they stay here. But if they want to leave, I want to make sure that they're leaving with a good resume. And right, banking allows that.
You walk into any town in the anywhere. Yeah, there's a bank of some sort or a credit union or some sort of a financial institution. So when you do think about, hey, I live in Oshkosh, you know, maybe someday I want to live here. There is probably an opportunity for you there. And very, very transferable. You are very correct.
David, I want to ask this for Jim because I know he wants to. Could he come down to the bank, go in the vault, and just roll around in the money? Could he get that done?
Just rub it all over himself.
Naked?
There's not nearly as much cash in the bank.
All right, I'll just look at the safety deposit boxes. That's good enough.
David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking, Bank First of Oshkosh. David, thank you so very much for being on.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Take care, appreciate it very much. We're going to start a quick break. Back after us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind the Mayor here wrapping it up on a beautiful Monday morning, although it's getting cloudy out there. Mostly cloudy.
What?
Scattered showers coming up low in the, or high in the low to mid 80s coming up today. This is a great time of year, though. Todd's going on vacation starting, what, tomorrow, Todd?
Yep.
Yes, starting sir. In about 10 minutes, Todd? Yeah, right.
I wish.
Yeah.
Eight
minutes?
Yeah.
Not that anybody's counting.
No.
No.
People need vacations, don't they?
Yeah.
It's just good. I
never want to do a lot, though, on a vacation. I want a vacation to be chill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to go on vacation to Disneyland or something.
Yeah, that, well, you got to do that.
Well, when you're a kid, you know,
when
kid, but you know what I mean? Nowadays, it's like, just let me sleep in and eat what I want and drink a little bit.
And that's, that is kind of what we're going to be doing. So it's just, yeah. And then we have, of course, my son-in-laws, I'll be with them, but we're going to do stuff and, you know.
When are you going, Jim?
So I talked to them yesterday. They're all coming in July. Definitely all be here for the 4th of July. And we got a place. We're just setting up who's going to do what. You know, the women got to do their, not the women have to because the guys are invited.
What?
No, do the spa day.
Oh,
like, I'm not going to do that.
Gotcha.
Like, but some of the guys like that spa day.
You're going to a spa?
No, I'm not. They're doing
that. They do pedicures and all that
kind
of stuff.
They do. It's a whole day and the robes and lunch. That's a fun day. I mean, guys do that. Couples do that. I'm not going to do that. We're going to do some other stuff. Like, I want to tour,
I would hire somebody to cut my toenail.
This distillery. We're going to do some other more.
I would. My toenails are grotesque.
So over the weekend, I had to cover a couple of events, and then I went to Area 509 Saturday night for some
cool
drinks and music. And then somebody brought up the fact that you mentioned that you had your little thing last week where they had to check your body for a cancer.
Yeah.
And the fact that you did not clip your toenails.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that came up in conversation, right, John.
That was, honestly, that was embarrassing because he goes all the way down your body with that little scanner thing.
Yep. Yep.
And he actually did my feet. Okay.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, crap, look at those toenails. They're gross.
Just that. Donna said yesterday, you want to get a pedicure? And I'm like, no, not really. But
I would have to be sedated.
No.
For somebody to I don't like being, I don't even like get my hair cut. I don't like people touching me.
But you just said that you would pay somebody to clip your
nails.
Yeah.
I would, because I can't do it myself.
Why can't you?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to do it. It grosses you out?
It grosses me out.
Your own body grosses you out? That's sad.
I know. Welcome to the world of Mino.
I mean, I'm kind of there, but I still clip my toenails.
How about my body grosses you out? I'm just asking, you know.
Yeah.
But It's just one of those things. I'm just really squeamish about being touched.
Did you get the results of your scan? And that's different than when I went in, because you said they just like,
yeah, it's like
a meter.
It's just,
that's kind of cool. I mean, mine was just all.
Okay. Can I just say one thing that.
No, we don't want to. No, don't. Is it like when he got down? What? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, and I despise Todd for this, that he had me so worried about what I was going to have to do. It sounded like when I was going to be in prison or something, we're going to being
it wasn't just me
contraband.
Though. Jim said the same thing.
John, we were worried about you because we hear stories.
Were enjoying it, kind of.
We hear stories where somebody goes in
a little bit. Yes,
somebody goes in. It's like, oh my God, that's in your bloodstream. That's serious.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more. Todd made me think it was going to be a lot more invasive physically than it was.
I literally
couldn't sleep the night before.
You didn't even know how many layers of skin you had, and they went to the one layer, and boom, you had another six to go, and they got it right away. So. It was nothing. And you're right. We probably said, we didn't scare you. We just said, look, I wonder how deep that is. That's all we said.
For him, it was me saying they're going to look in every crevice. Yeah. They're going to open everything.
Scan.
Yeah.
Oh, the scan.
Yeah. He told him, okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't want to gross anybody out. He told me I was going to be naked and have to bend over.
Well, they kind of
told me that.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, how did they scan that?
Okay, that's the part that was a little uncomfortable. So there's this young girl there, who's a nurse or whatever she is. Young, attractive girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those
are the doctor's like, whatever. And he was Latin American, which is Middle Eastern, whatever. So, okay. So you kept your underwear on. Okay. You put on a robe, but you keep the underwear on.
A paper robe that's just the.
Whatever. Things like that.
Yeah. Disposable.
And he goes, okay. And he goes, may I look? I'm like, what do you mean? So he pulls the underwear in front of that girl. It's like, really?
They're professionals, Jim.
That's what I was worried about for
see,
you, John. That's what worried
that
me.
That was the warning shot we sent. And that's okay. But
I
you handled
worried.
It well? Were you looking at her when he was looking at you? Don't say you were.
I was looking out the window.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. You do have a tendency to do that.
Yeah.
Important high-level meetings.
Right.
John
he does.
Looks
he out, the
out the
window.
Nancy says, please, please, please tell me that. Can I just say one thing is going to be on the bingo card?
It will be. Yes.
Brian says, couldn't sleep because of excitement, John?
See, that's,
Brian,
that's what I was worried
not
about, Brian.
Right. Brian, what's wrong with you?
That's what
My God. Jeez, Brian.
But you didn't answer my question. Are the results back?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Right that day?
Yeah.
Right away?
Then so, what do we say?
3 more months.
No. Do you say 5 years, 10 years? We got to go
back.
No.
3 months.
I've got another scan in 3 months.
That doesn't sound to me like everything was okay then. Why would he have you come back in 3 months?
Probably just to be sure, right?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe just he enjoyed it.
Was it from him or her?
Her. You got to come back in 3 weeks. She told me that.
3 days. What are you doing tonight?
Because
colonoscopies and stuff is 10 years. A lot of stuff's 5 years. I'm surprised.
I told you about the colonoscopy thing, right?
I don't know. You didn't. And that's
what
okay.
happened? I want to know.
I don't. Okay.
This will be my present for my trip.
He's leaving. Yes.
I'm right. Okay.
Seconds.
So they do the prep work.
Yeah.
And they're whatever. And the nurse comes over. She goes, okay, can I ask you a question? Okay. She goes, are you Mino from IXX?
Yeah.
And she goes, I win the bet.
Yeah. They're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right.
We're out of time. Todd, have a phenomenal vacation. We'll call you every day.
See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.